Hey guys, welcome back to From Love Itself. Oh my god, I just feel like so like nervous because like I know that like it's been a long time since I've done this actually. Well, welcome back.
Hi. Hey, how you doing? I know I've been gone for like a long time.
Well, I was going through some things. Do you want to know what I was going through? I don't know. Is it worth talking about? Anyway, because like I don't know if I want to talk about it, because like if I talk about it, then like it just becomes like my whole personality, and I don't want it to become my whole personality. My whole personality is the transformation that occurred because of what I went through. So at some point I'll go through everything that happened in the past like year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, okay? But until then, today is about you guys, as always. And there's this practice that I wanted to share with you today specifically because it's helped me tremendously. One, two, it's really helped to center my thinking, make me more productive, increase my focus, and honestly just like live a very peaceful day-to-day that doesn't feel rushed, that doesn't feel like I'm always behind. You know that feeling when you feel like you're always behind the schedule? Like, oh my god, like I woke up late, I have to do this, I have to do that. But like, this is kind of like the antidote to that. So basically the premise is it's about mastering the art of singular focus. Mastering the art of singular focus. You can't accomplish anything in life, in your day, in destiny, in anything, unless you have a focus. That which you focus on is that which you channel all of your being towards, basically. So if you're focused on many things, like all of you is like spread out, like you're in too many places at once, you're not going to actually be able to do anything net positive if you're focused on everything around you, but you're not focused when you're focused on a million different things, or if you're focused on something that's not supposed to be your focus, kind of thing. So what is focus? Focus is what you put your attention on. Focus is like what you fix your gaze on. Focus is like what you perceive in your mind's eye. What dominates your thinking. What you see is what dominates your thinking. If I'm looking at a tree, I'm like, oh, that's a tree. That's where my focus is. If I'm looking at the sky, I'm like, oh, the sky is blue today. That's where my focus is in that moment. If I spend the majority of my day thinking about, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. If I spend the majority of my day, like, worrying, my focus is now that. That's all I'm seeing. And if I'm seeing it in my mind's eye, it's also going to, like, manifest in the physical, like, outside of me, right? That's how it works. Like, the tree, I can say I'm seeing it, because it's there already, right? And that's my focus. There's no difference between seeing a tree that's there already and seeing something in your mind's eye that's not physically there, but your focus is there. Your focus is what either creates or confirms something. It's actually really interesting. Like, your focus either creates or confirms something or affirms something, that something is there. Like, oh yeah, there's a tree there. Or, oh yeah, like, my phone is sitting over there because I see it over there. You've confirmed it. Or whenever people talk about, like, let's say becoming a doctor or something, right? They're like, oh, like, I see myself being a doctor. All of their actions begin to move to bring that focus, that singular focus, into reality. So your focus is what dominates your thinking. And it's really your, like, channel of creation. Okay, your focus is your channel of creation. And creation is the spirit of God. Or a function of, do you understand? Because in 7 days, God created the heavens and the earth. He created, like, that was what he said. He said, oh, let there, he was focused on bringing from the spiritual, bringing from the spirit into the earth. He was focused. Stay focused. He was focused. That's what focus is. Focus is your, how do I put this? It's like a channel. It's like where electricity comes through, right? So your focus is crazy important. So the thing that your focus is like crazy important. So the thing with like today's kind of like society in general is that like your focus is under attack, under pressure, under siege. Is that it? Like there's so many things to distract you, because should you focus, you'll literally like leaps and bounds fulfill destiny, all of these amazing things. You'll do everything that you're supposed to do, and you'll be fulfilled and happy, and you'll inspire others to do the same. But there are parties. This is what I'll call it. There are parties in this world that don't want you to do that. Okay? Like, they don't want you to focus. Because lest you focus and change the world, that would be very, very bad. That would be terrible for certain agendas. Okay, I'm keeping things very light because this is a light spice. Your focus is incredibly important, and your focus is tied to your attention. Think about focus like the meal, and then attention being your attendance at a restaurant. Or think about focus being the... How do I put this? Think about... it's getting my makeup on everything. Think about... My lips look good though. Think about your focus being think about your focus being a wire, and then think about your attention being the plug outlet. Your focus needs to have backwards. Your attention is the wire and your focus is the plug outlet, like what you're plugged into. And then the energy that flows through that is whatever thinking is going on, whatever you're focused on, whatever the focus is. And so your attention at any given moment in the day is what is dictating what you're focused on. So where the wire is going, what the wire is connected to, is dictating what the focus is. So your focus at any point of the day is directly linked to what you're giving attention. And I think maybe if God helps me here, I'll be able to come up with a better metaphor. But hopefully you understand that your attention is your... You can control your attention. It's like controlling the direction a car is going in. You can control your attention. You can control where the car goes. Wherever the car is going, that's the direction the car will be focused in. And that's where it'll go. That's the direction the car will be focused in, and that's where it'll go. And so what you're giving attention, typically you feel like your attention is being drawn in a million different directions, when in fact and in truth, you're meant to govern your attention. You're meant to say, I'm on TikTok for 30 minutes a day, or like an hour, 6 hours, whatever. Or right now, my attention is on my health, or my attention. That's like a higher level. So like you have your day-to-day attentions, and then you have like your life focus attentions of like your health, your relationships, your family, etc. And where your attention is signals where your heart lies. Where your net attention is signals where your heart lies. So if you're focused on, if your attention is on negative things, or your attention is on things going wrong, or your attention is on things you're worrying about, or your attention is on what could be but what isn't kind of thing in a negative manner, that's where your heart is fixed. Your heart, in case you didn't know, actually has like, it's electric. It's electromagnetic, first of all, if that's the word. So like your heart projects like 3 feet outside of your body, basically. And so its electromagnetic field is like up to 3 feet outside of your body, or like minimum of 3 feet outside of your body. And so if you're fixing all of your attention on negative things around you, is this force field of negativity. Around you is this force field of negativity. And what's that going to attract? More negativity. More negativity. Just attracts what it is. Just like a question attracts an answer, negativity attracts negativity. You answer in kind. An answer, you won't ever ask a question and then get an answer that has nothing to do with the question. No, it'll be the answer of the question because like attracts like. Distractions are a no-go. You need to cut out distractions. If you want to lose 45 pounds by November, anything that distracts you from that is gotta go. It's gotta go. If you want to write a book, anything that distracts you from that has got to go. If you want to attract a right, if you want to meet the person who God has ordained to be in your life, like anything that's not in line with that desire has got to go. Distractions have to go. Distractions are the death of your desires, of your true desires. Let me say that because they're true desires and untrue desires. Your true desires are the desires that like come from God. Your untrue desires are the desires that come from your lust. Okay. The goal of the adversary, okay, is to make sure that your focus is always scattered, battered in every place that it shouldn't be so that you never actually accomplish that which you came to this earth to do. That's the goal. Fair and frank, keep you distracted with trend cycles, loud voices on social media, all spewing a rhetoric that may not be actually productive or part of your life's path or journey. It's just to distract you. It's to distract you. So how do you apply focus? This is how I apply focus every single day. This is how you make sure that every day your focus, even if it drifts, it always comes back to where it should. Meditation. Meditation is the singular greatest construct for focus. I'm pretty sure it is focus. Like if I look up the definition of focus, I swear it'll be like meditation. Meditation is what you set your gaze upon. What you meditate upon is what you're pondering, what your energy is on. So meditation is not just like sitting and closing your eyes on the ground and like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm so zen. No, meditation is what recurs around you, whether that's sound. Sometimes I'll play the same, music is a very excellent way. I'll play the same song over and over and over again, even like a lyricless song. Over and over and over again, and it's almost like my spirit attunes to what I'm hearing, right? And sound is a very profound medium of creation because the world was created through the word of God, which is sound. It was spoken out. It wasn't like thought. It was spoken out. It started as a thought, but then it was spoken through sound, right? So if you want to create the aura of beauty around you, this is what subliminals are based on. Subliminals are actually like a low grade expression of what it means for the word of God to find expression in your life. And I'm going to talk about all of this, okay? We're going to talk about it, all of it, because I'm back and I'm back with a fresh, I have so much juice in me. Like I just want to expel it all and like give it to y'all and then maybe I'll disappear again. But like I got juice, I got things to say. What was I saying? Okay, the sounds, music that you listen to, powerful mode of expression, powerful mode of meditation, affirmations. Now, here's the thing with affirmations that I didn't know before that I know now that I hope if you're listening to me, you'll understand as well to the level at which I've been exposed to the truth, is that affirmations only work if they are in the will of God, okay, for you. So you can say like, I want to move to Barbados. If it's not in the will of God, baby, you'll go there, but it's going to suck. It's going to be bad for you, terrible for you, and you're just not going to be in the will of God. You're in the will of your flesh. You're in the will of your lust. You're in the will of your sin nature, basically. Like you're in the will of just raw desire, which actually has no place in the program of God. But if your affirmation is in the will of God, like you're prosperous, you are whatever the word of God says about you specifically, right? and the Word of God, the Bible is a very, it's just like a book of testimonies of people's experiences with God, with the Spirit of God and the Spirit of truth. So affirmations said in the morning, declarations spoken over yourself. My name is blessed. My face is blessed. Anyone who sees me will bless me. Anyone who sees me will favor me. Opportunities are looking for me. I get incredible results. The work of my hands prosper. Like, these affirmations that are based in the Word of God, these are potent, powerful, and they have to fulfill themselves. So you maintain your focus by speaking a blanket of affirming covering over yourself in the morning. Okay, your focus, I promise, if I don't do this, like, my day is kind of like scattered. It's kind of like a dud. It's kind of like a wash, the whole thing. So that's how you maintain your focus. And by always culturing your mind to see light. Light and dark are very nuanced topics. Culturing your mind to see light in situations, in moments, is something that takes practice, but once you master it, it is beautiful. You can walk into a room, if you're sensitive like me, like, you'll see, like, ooh, like, the vibe is off, or like, this is not it. But then you begin to think on light, and you think on things above, and you think of nice things, beautiful things, and the atmosphere around you starts to change, and it starts to impact the atmosphere around the entire room and everyone in the room. To understand, it's a very thoughtful way to live, and that's the only way to maintain focus. And of course, to know what direction you're going in, because if you are focused in a direction that is counterproductive, right? Like, if you're in a car and your desire is to go to Miami, but your GPS, based on what you put in, is plugged in for New York, and you're driving in the direction of New York, but you're driving, you're going, but you're moving in the direction of New York, not knowing that you are not moving in the direction that you want to go, which is Miami. Like, you're not actually going anywhere. Like, nothing is happening. Like, you will not be fulfilled. The biggest thing, the biggest way to maintain focus is to close your eyes, or even keep your eyes open. So close your eyes or keep your eyes open and see the image of Jesus in your heart. You don't have to picture a face. You don't have to picture, like, a man in a robe. No. You need to see light. A burst of white light in your heart. Crystalline light. Beautiful light. Bright light. Like, very yellow. Like, just the most beautiful light you can imagine. And just, like, see it as something that is radiating from your chest. And just, like, look down a little and you're like, oh, okay. I'm all right. Like, everything is good. And that will even direct your focus. This is a major, major, a major key. This is a major practice that I've learned and that I love to do, and that I just, it's changed my life. So let's try it. Okay. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and take a deep breath out. And I want you to see yourself walking somewhere beautiful, whether that's a beach, whether that's a forest, anywhere, a city, wherever you think is beautiful. Hear your footsteps. Ooh, hear your breath. And I want you to see before you all of the things that you're worried about, concerned about, thinking about, your desires. If you were to open your life up and see it expressed before you, your current life right now, what's going on in your life, cut open, opened up, and put before you. I want you to see all of that. Don't get afraid of any emotions that may come up. Just let them come up. Whatever your life looks like right now. Positive, negative, neutral, all of it. See it all opened up. Okay, now stop walking. And I want you to feel in your chest area. Almost like a ball of fire, like you know how a fire sounds when it's like crackling and how it's roaring but quietly. But this fire isn't like an orange fire, no, it's like light. It's kind of like the sun without its hardness, the sun without the solid part of it. This is just like light, very beautiful light. And it's growing. Getting larger. Oh, it's expanding. But you're still you. Pull your attention away from what is before you and look down at this light. You can give the light eyes if you want to give the light eyes. You can give it ears, hair, whatever you want to give the light. Just, it's light. However you want to personify it or humanize it. That feeling is the love of God. That feeling is Jesus' love for you. Telling you that it's sorted out. Everything is put into order now. Oh, the more you focus on this light, it's like everything before you, you hear it shuffling, but you're not looking at it. You hear it shuffling, but you're not looking at it. You're looking at the light. You hear it shuffling, moving around, things being pushed away, things being pushed to the side. Relax your shoulders. Open your eyes. Briefly look away from the light and look at everything that you set before you. And look at how it's come together. Look at how it's been arranged. Things are still shifting. Oh, but now you feel this overwhelming sense of peace. Okay, open your eyes. Oh my gosh, I did not know what was going to come through. Okay, that was amazing. Okay, feel free to do that as much, as often as you need to. I love you, as always. Mwah. I'll see you guys next week.